I am frantically searching for my newborn son, Archer. I'm on my knees. My hands are slipping across cold hardwood floors. I grope my mattress's metal frame, the legs of his crib. I've already thrown all the covers off my own bed, convinced he was suffocating and down. When my panic reaches an apex, I wake up. Sleepwalking. Night terrors. I have no idea what to call these episodes, but they have become a regular part of my life. More than once at sunset, I have wept, knowing I was assured another sleepless night to come. Sometimes I cry into the night, watching my son nurse in his sleep as my husband, Matt, a bookish woodworker with a collection of self-designed tattoos, snores nearby. Matt does not parent at night. That was established early on. Though I'm already back at my day job, teaching writing classes between nursing sessions, he is working with power tools. Sleeplessness and power tools are not a good mix. And anyway, Archer wants milk. I am the supply, he is the demand. We are sharing my body. I am his ecosystem. He is mine. And it feels like we're clinging to each other for dear life. Matt is in our orbit, but he has become a distant planet. When I am fully awake, I see Archer safely sleeping in his crib. I glance at the notebook where I record each of his nursing sessions so that I'll remember to rotate sides, lest my raw breasts begin to bleed again. He is nursing 9 times every 24 hours, a system that means he is attached to my person, suckling, almost constantly. I hear his every movement, each breath. I read too much about sudden infant death syndrome. I cannot relax. I have not slept more than 3 straight hours since he was born. But I am especially shaken by the night's episode, which has actually brought me to my knees. My mouth is dry. My hands press against hickory floors. I rise to get a glass of water that my body will, in time, turn to milk like holy wine. Dawn won't offer assurances. Days feel like hour upon hour of living underwater. The outside world muffled. Every movement slowed to a languid speed. My friends tell me I seem to be handling things well. Things being the fact that my colicky son does none of the quiet, cooing lap-sitting that seems so common in other people's babies. I wonder if it's because I'm afraid to tell the whole truth. What happens beyond the hours I spend staring at my son in wonderment, amazed at the miracle of his life? I love and marvel over him as if he were my own heart pushed into the world and still beating set on top of my chest. Yet I cannot help but mourn the loss of something I can't quite place. I have an inner emptiness, literal and figurative, that I've never felt before. It's as though nourishing his life has built a new chamber in my body that is now cavernous and empty, waiting to be filled. I make my way into the living room without turning on any lights and walk toward a window, half expecting to catch sight of a bobcat. I see only the river below, a distant forest, and the hill leading to our garden plot. I feel like I am the only being awake in the world, and despite the fact that I have just doubled the number of people I share a house with, I have never felt more alone. To his credit, Matt perpetually tries to bring friends back into our lives with more regularity, but his attempts, often grand, as in, "Oh, did I mention I invited 10 people over for dinner tomorrow?" don't always go over well. In fact, they often lead to arguments, and to my chagrin, me throwing fits and, in my worst moments, food. Are these out-of-control reactions the result of hormones? Exhaustion? Or are they proof I am becoming someone unrecognizable? I hold Archer literally all day long, He will not lie in a crib without crying, and I, struggling with feelings of confusion, spousal resentment, and guilt over things I can't quite pinpoint, cannot leave my baby when his face is wrenched. So, he sleeps on me. He plays on me. Constantly. Sometimes, especially around dinner, even this does not quell his crying episodes. I sing. I dance. I cry. I have no hope of ever sleeping again. I have no hope. I develop tendonitis in my arm. It hurts when I twist it to put him down. Punishment I accept for thinking I might be able to go to the bathroom without a companion. I forget to brush my teeth. I don't shower. I can't figure out how to balance these simple things against my need to feel I'm doing a good job, the right things, what I'm supposed to do.